Let's talk Thanksgiving now. It's coming up on Thursday. And whether you're the star chef of the family or you're assigned to dish duty, the odds are pretty good that you have that all-important Thanksgiving dinner on your mind. And along with the fun and, let's be honest, occasional tension that comes with getting together with friends and family, we know that all that cooking itself can be overwhelming to many people. So we decided to check in with someone who spends every day trying to, as he puts it, demystify cooking and get people back into the kitchen.
You have to think back to almost the basics, right? Because the last thing you want is someone to get really excited about cooking something, get in there, they screw it up, and they'll probably not touch their kitchen for another week or two, if not longer.
Chris Sorensen is the culinary director for Blue Apron. That's one of the big players in the world of meal kit delivery services, along with others you may have heard about, like HelloFresh or Sunbasket or Purple Carrot. Now, these are the companies that come up with recipes, gather the ingredients and instructions, and send them all to your door so you can get a delicious dinner on the table with as little drama as possible, and perhaps even learn a trick you haven't tried. Blue Apron also just released a lavishly illustrated new cookbook. That's why when we were in New York recently, we stopped by the company's test kitchen in Brooklyn to talk about coming up with recipes, getting comfortable in the kitchen, and getting ready for Thanksgiving. Oh, let me also just mention that Blue Apron is an NPR sponsor.
Chris, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Thank you for having
us. Of course.
We started out on a quick tour.
We've got three kitchens. We're actually just finishing up a test right now. We've got all of our writers, recipe writers, all of our chefs in this room. We'll rotate through these kitchens and test all of our recipes. So we're, you know, some of the cookbook testing was done.
We also poked our heads into conference rooms named after famous chefs like Alice Waters and Guy Fieri.
Guy Fieri, we had to.
I wondered how Chris's training to be a high-end restaurant chef squared with his current task of trying to get people to stay home and cook more often.
Yeah, it's just, I wonder, all your chef friends saying, geez, Chris, you're putting us out of business.
Yeah.
Trying to get people to come out.
No,
and
no.
Stay
I think the market is big enough from, you know, eating out to eating in to, you know, all the above. You know, I think there's always going to be an occasion to go out to dinner. You know, what we want to get people away from is ordering takeout where you don't really know what's in that food. That's when you get into your unhealthy food, right? This tastes so good. It's like, well, it's because it's loaded with sugar and butter, right? Like, they know the tricks. Restaurants know the tricks. You save those going out nights for those nice restaurants, you'll be eating some really delicious, healthy food as well.
We ended our tour in the third test kitchen where we decided to try a few recipes from the new cookbook to give us all something to chew on as we think about putting together our own Thanksgiving menus.
Well, speaking of which, you're going to cook something.
Yes.
Okay, so what do you got fixed?
We've got a few things. We've got a roasted fall vegetable and farro salad, which is actually coming on the menu in November. We've got a couple recipes out of our cookbook. We're going to make a little soup. And then, yeah, we can also do some pan-seared Brussels sprouts, which is another recipe out of the cookbook. It's essentially...
Brussels sprouts have certainly had a recovery, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. Well, you got to learn how to cook them well, and this recipe will help, right? It's you roast the Brussels sprouts, you get a nice caramelization, you get the fat from the bacon. It's a classic preparation now. And then the soup is just... We're coming up to Thanksgiving. Folks are going to have some leftover turkey. You can do a variation on this chicken noodle soup with turkey. You can make a chicken stock or a turkey stock, but taking that leftover meat and really even using those bones in the same way that we use the chicken to make that stock. So it's a good little hack.
Are we going to like this?
You're going to love it.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to be sure.
So Chris put me on chopping duty, vegetables, herbs, and apples for a root vegetable and farro salad.
So you got this nuttiness of farro. You got the round kind of umami from the shiitake. You got the sweetness from the apple and the roasted vegetables. All together, just a beautiful dish. Very round, very full.
Meanwhile, Chris started on our special Thanksgiving edition leftover turkey noodle soup using turkey bones for the broth and a generous serving of light and dark meat.
Essentially, you're making that stock and letting it simmer with bones and vegetables for upwards to 6 hours. What happens then is you're getting all the flavor you can out of that chicken or turkey. And gelatin's actually coming out of the bones. It'll add that richness to the broth.
Last but not least, somehow I was still chopping. We got to work on a side dish of roasted Brussels sprouts with bacon.
What's going on with these Brussels sprouts? They look like a nice bright green now.
Yeah. Bacon. So we're roasting them. They got a little bit of color. Again, on medium high. Uh-huh. You don't want to be intimidated by the color on the pan or the Brussels. They're nice, like some of these are nice caramel color, you can uh-huh. see. And that's what we're going to get these all down to.
As I worked on those Brussels sprouts, I asked for some practical Thanksgiving advice from a pro.
You know, Thanksgiving is a lot of pressure for some people. Like, if you don't cook a lot, and I just wondered if you have thoughts about how you could... I like one of the things you said about for a lot of times, you know, cooking used to be something that everybody did. Now it's something that seems specialized, like, oh, that's only the special people can do it. But for a lot of people, Thanksgiving is the one time of year when they feel like they want to recreate the experience that they had when they were growing up, or they're at home, they have a little bit more time. But I could see for some people, if you don't cook a lot, it's got to be a lot of pressure. So is there something you would tell people to keep in mind to... You want it to be special.
Yeah,
want it to be special.
I would say cook what you know.
Yeah.
I remember an interview for a chef job many, many years ago, and I got dropped off at the market. And this was when I was a young chef and didn't have much experience creating my own menus. And I called one of my friends, and I was like, I just got dropped off at the market. What am I do? What should I do? And he was like, it was the best advice he ever gave me. He was like, just make sure you don't cook anything you've never cooked before. Don't try to get fancy and show off. Yeah, you're going to get that 9 times out of 10, but you don't want to have that one time you fail happen in the interview. So I would say cook things you know, and then if you can, cook things ahead, right? So, you know, the farro dish that hopefully we'll get to here in a second is something that you can make ahead of time and then dress it the day of, right? Okay. So you can roast all the vegetables, you can cook the farro, you can even dress it a little the day in advance and almost like marinates. It gets better. It's like a soup as well. Make that stuff ahead, and then the next day you just kind of have to do like the last minute / last couple hours of cooking. Thanksgiving is a big day. It's a lot of cooking, so anything you can do to get ahead and set yourself up for success, you know, all the better, and that'll help.
That was Chef Christopher Sorensen, culinary director for Blue Apron. For photos of what we cooked, chopping by me, and recipes for how to make them, head over to our website, npr.org.
We are ready to roll, right? Great. Great job, Chef. So we've got our farro salad ready. Here we go. Here's a spoon. Careful. A little hot.
That's good.
Yeah. What do you think? Salt? A little salt?
I could use some salt.
A little salt in there.